The General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 280 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of May 11th, 2021. This week, we eat God, you can't pirate yet, and George Lucas proves me right. I'm Dom, and I got with me TJ.
I just looked at the spelling of George Lucas.
You were making fun of it before, so now it's George Lucas. G-O-R-G-L-O-O-K-A-S. Gorg Lucas.
Oh, God damn. I just saw that. I just shit my pants on that one. All right.
All right. What are you playing, TJ?
So I'm playing an anime-style RPG called God Eater 3. It's a lot like Monster Hunter.
It's a lot like God Eater 2.
It's God Eater 2. I didn't play any of the previous ones, so I have no idea what these
games
are like. They're JRPGs, so they kind of go in that craziness of Final Fantasy and the like.
I'm going to assume that it's developed by Bandai Namco.
It is.
Yep, JRPG.
Yep, JRPG.
Everything now
Bandai
seems
Namco
to be them.
So it's a lot like Monster Hunter. It's a lot quicker. The combat's a lot quicker than Monster Hunter, which I like. The story's kind of nonsensical because it's a JRPG, so
right.
I think it all gets lost in translation. It's fun. The missions are quick. They're a little too quick. I can get them done in like less than 5 minutes, which is a little
too quick for me. That's definitely different. You know, that's not normal for a JRPG.
Yeah, the missions are super, super quick and just kind of like bang them out constantly. And you can change your weaponry and stuff like that, so you can get like scythes or two-handed swords or stuff like that. You also play with a gun, which can be an assault rifle, a sniper rifle, or a shotgun, and then a shield as well, which the shields are three different shields using different stats and stuff like that. It's fun. I mean, I'm having a blast playing it, but I don't know if I would recommend it. I don't know. I'm like in this like thing of like, this is kind of a mindless game.
Yeah,
and it's not difficult in the slightest. I don't think I chose a difficulty. I don't think I ever saw
there is only easy.
There was only difficulty, that's it. It's kind of Dante Devil May Cry kind of fighting as well, where it's just like aerial stuff mixed in with like just button mashing and shit.
I mean, this sounds fun.
It's
so like,
fun. I just don't.
What is it that you don't recommend about it?
I don't know. I just think it's a storyline makes no fucking sense, and I'm just like, I don't care. The character customization's all right. It's not crazy. It's JRPG, so you get like the standard like. And
yeah,
your
you
character
get six
doesn't
haircuts.
Your character doesn't talk at all, which drives me nuts. I hate the silent protagonist kind
of
shit.
Yeah, I don't like that type of stuff. It's fine sometimes, but to me, when voice acting comes into play, I just, you know, silent doesn't really cut it for me anymore.
Yeah.
Except for some reason it works, I think, in Breath of the Wild.
For Link?
There's something about Link where it's
I
like...
I think because he's always been silent.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like it's almost a meme at this point.
Yeah.
Like it's just meta for Link to never talk.
Well, I mean, was it a game that actually had his voice in it with the excuse me princess shit?
Yeah, I mean that's from the cartoon, and that didn't happen.
Excuse me, princess. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. I wish the missions were longer and more varied, but it's pretty much like go kill these things, come back, you can build more stuff, you know, get sent out. But yeah, if you like, you know, Devil May Cry or Monster Hunter, those kind of games, I would recommend, but otherwise,
Yeah, to me it sounds fun, and like I like the idea of like different weapons and guns at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I like the combat style of Devil May Cry and Monster Hunter. So like to me that would be the selling point of like mm-hmm. I would like to try this game because I'm not, you know, if a story is bad, whatever. If I'm having fun with the game, I can get over a bad story. Just the same way as if I'm not having fun with the game, I don't care if the story's good.
Yeah.
If the game sucks, the story is irrelevant to me. But if a game is fun, then I'm like, yeah, the story wasn't that good, but I had a blast playing it, and that's what I'm here for, more so than well-crafted stories.
When I bought it like 2 days ago, it was on sale from $60 to $11.99.
Okay, so then that's worth probably.
Yeah, it's already been worth the $11.99. It is currently not that anymore. It's back to $60. So
fuck that noise. I ain't paying $6 for this shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay $60 for it. $11.99 worked for me.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just not like super into it. I'm playing it, but I'm just like, meh. I'm just holding my time off for Friday when Mass Effect Legendary Edition comes out.
I feel like JRPGs aren't
sees me anymore.
I feel like JRPGs aren't really your thing anyway.
Yeah, I've never been a huge fan. I mean, back in the day, I guess, because there wasn't really a lot of RPGs to begin with.
Yeah.
I guess it's always the nonsensical story that I don't understand.
Right.
And I think it's just like too above me. Mm-hmm. I'm too dumb for them, so I'm just like, I just like, want a straight storyline.
Yeah, you definitely like Western RPGs. Like you like The Witcher and you like Mass Effect and like you mm-hmm. like RPGs like that. But I think you might just be racist.
Goddamn JRPGs at it again. Get off my shelves.
You throw that J there and you're just like, nah, not in my house.
Which is crazy because I like anime, so you'd think I'd like transfer over easily, but
yeah,
I've never been really won over by them. I guess older mm-hmm. ones, but because you didn't really have anything else.
Yeah, and I mean, I fully agree with like a lot of these JRPGs. Like, it doesn't seem like it's one story. It seems like it's 900 stories and things just happen and then they just move on to a different thing happening.
Yeah.
And there's never like this overarching story. It's more of just like an overarching, it's like a theme rather than a story.
Yeah.
And it's just
and
like,
I always think like
things just occur.
I think it's always because this is the third in the series. They automatically assume things, which mm-hmm. makes it a pain in the ass because like I don't understand half of what's going on because I guess I didn't play the other games, or it's just right. wall of text where I'm just like, I don't want to read any of this.
Yeah, that's where I get stuck in a lot of games, because in the beginning of the game I'm fine with cutscenes and I'm fine with exposition stuff in the beginning of the game. Just let me play. Like,
yeah,
I have a hard time watching a long intro movie like before I'm allowed to play the game. It's just very difficult for me. I would rather get like a solid like 20 or 30 minutes of cool gameplay, and then you can introduce the story to me. Like, get me hooked on the gameplay itself, and then I'll be interested in the story. And like that could just be me, but like some games start off with like a huge cutscene, and then you're right, like walls of text, like explaining to you what's going on and stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to look at this. I just want to play and see if I like the game before I start getting invested in what's going on in it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was. Definitely wall of texty in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then just with the missions being very quick, it just, I don't know. I'm not sold on it. I'm going to keep playing. Yeah. But
it looks cool to me. And I, you know, 5 minutes is a little short, but I do kind of enjoy like the shorter mission, because that's how Mario Odyssey was. And I liked it because like it made you feel accomplished in short bursts.
Yeah.
Whereas like some games, like, you know, you play a mission for half an hour and then put it down and like come back a few days later and you're like, oh shit, still on this mission. And like sometimes those missions can go on forever and ever. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the quick progression where it's like, oh, I did a couple missions today, feel good about that, and then like I'll pick it up in a couple other days and do some more missions. So I'm not totally against that, but
yeah,
I'd give it a try just to see what it's like, but I'm not spending $60
on it. I would not spend $60 on this. When it was on sale for $11.99, I went for it because I was like, yeah, I'll try a new RPG, why not. It's definitely what the $11.99 paid for it. I don't know if it's worth that $60. But if you like those type of games, go check it out. If not, I'm not really sold.
Yeah.
What you got, yo?
All right. So I finally didn't get an email about it, but finally got invited to the xCloud for PC beta.
Ooh.
So I previously had the xCloud for mobile beta, and I played it on my phone a little bit. But at the same time, I was like, why the fuck am I playing Forza Horizon 4 on my 5.5-inch screen?
Yeah.
While I'm sitting on my couch in front of my 60-inch screen, like, yeah, didn't make any sense to me. But I understand, like, it's meant for, you know, on the go. You want to play something quick. That didn't really work for me, but I appreciate the availability of it because it will work for somebody. They have finally put it on PC, and I got a little annoyed at first because I have been an Xbox Live member for 15 years almost. It's been 14 years just about at this point. So I'm coming up on 15 years. And I have been a Game Pass Ultimate subscriber since literally day one, since it was first available. I was like, this is the shit that I'm doing. And I didn't get invited to the beta initially, and CJ did. And I was like, this dude has played a total of like 45 minutes of video games over the past 5 years. Like, and this he gets invited. Like, son of a bitch. And maybe that was the purpose of, like, people with the least amount of playtime, like, yeah, trying to get them hooked into it. And me, they were just like, this idiot's paying for Game Pass anyway. Like, what does he need this for?
Yeah, what the fuck?
But I don't know. I didn't get an email or anything about it. I just went on the other day because, what was it? CJ was mad because the show is not available for PC. Game Pass for PC.
Yeah, it is.
It's not available for PC.
A lot of things aren't available. I'm figuring out, especially sports. All sports games are just like, fuck yep. PC.
Yeah. So he was mad about that. And then I was like, hey, dickhead, like, you have the xCloud beta. It's definitely available for that. Mm-hmm. And he signed on and he was like, oh, it is. And I was like, you fucking idiot. Like, you're sitting here complaining about a game that you can't play, but you can play this game. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, oh, I logged on and I was like, oh, shit, I am like signed up for this now. I have access to it. So I started screwing around with it. And it's cool. The UI of it, and this is something I complained about the UI on PS Now a couple years ago when I started playing it, because the UI and like picking games and stuff is horrendous in PS Now. It is so much better for xCloud.
Well, like, you think they get it right at this point.
Yeah. It looks just like the Xbox store, not the Microsoft store, but you know, you open up the Xbox app and you can like download games. It looks just like that. You can like just pick your game and launch your game from there. Mm-hmm. So it has a huge selection of games. I'm pretty sure everything that's on Game Pass is available for it. Everything that's on Game Pass for console is there. So the show is there, and all the other like console specific Game Pass games are there, available for you to stream right to your computer or your phone or whatever. I have some issues. The games definitely take too long to launch and take a while to load. And now I know I'm spoiled because I have the Series X right now, yeah, and loading on that is borderline non-existent. and I also read today that they are improving the speed of the quick resume, which was already just like, I insane. Can't believe this exists, and now they're making it better.
They're also saying with the Xbox stuff that they'll show you which games are on pause.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Cool. Good. Because, yeah, I never have any idea. Yeah. I'm glad that they'll show that. That's good. But yeah, the games take a little bit too long to launch, longer than I was expecting. They take too long sometimes to load. So I think that just needs to be, I think that's more just like a server update and delivery optimization that they need to do. Because there's going to be multiple people, you know, playing and streaming and stuff. My biggest issue is that everything is only available in 720p.
Oh, God, and why?
Yeah, that is a little bit of a problem to me. On my laptop, I was playing on my laptop outside on Wi-Fi with my controller connected to Bluetooth. And I was like, this is fucking awesome. Like, just the fact that I can do this. I'm sitting on my deck on my laptop playing a game. I was playing GTA 5 and I was just like, this is great. Like, this is awesome. But then last night I was playing on my desktop and I loaded up Steep because I haven't played Steep before. And I was like, I definitely want to play this. Like, it looks cool and I enjoy snowboarding games and everything, but like I've just avoided playing it because I'm like, I don't feel like installing like a 70 gig game on my Xbox.
It's a pretty ginormous game.
Yeah, just to hope that I like it. And it launched and I was just like, this doesn't look so good. And then I looked into it and I was like, it's just 720p. Like, it looks like it's 720p.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
Frame rates aren't the best. You're definitely not getting 60 frames per second. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe that was an issue on my laptop, but no, I'm here with a good internet connection on my desktop and I'm not getting 60 FPS on it. It's like 30 at best, sometimes lower in 720p. And, there is a little bit of controller lag, which is noticeable. I was playing the Messenger last night also, which I specifically picked because I wanted to see what the controller lag felt like because A, I know the Messenger, so I know how it controls. I know how it feels. Like the other game, Steep, I was like, I'm fucking slamming into stuff and like, I was doing okay. It's not like horrible lag, but like there was that point of like, is it lagging or do I just not know how to play this game?
And
it was a combination of both. It was mostly that I sucked. So I put on the Messenger, which I know that I don't suck at. And I know that that's the type of game where it's like, precise movement, and I noticed that there was a little bit of controller lag in it, and I was like, it's fine for the most part, like it's not going to ruin your experience, but if you're playing online it could.
Yeah, like, I could definitely see that where it could get frustrating.
Yeah, if you're playing like Halo online and your controller is lagging a little bit, you might just be as bad as me, like when I'm not lagging.
Yeah,
like it's got some issues.
I mean, it's a beta, right? Or an alpha?
That's exactly it. It's a beta and it's a very early beta. And like, you know, what it does, I highly approve of. Like this is, you know, kind of, I don't want to say the future of gaming, but I'm starting to come around to that. Like, I used to be I want physical copies because I like having the collection. And then once, I mean, games forced me to go all digital because the disc is just a DRM key and I still have to install 100 gigs on my Xbox or onto my PC. So I'm like, well, then fuck the disc. Like, I don't care what my shelf looks like anymore. Like, there's no reason for it. So I'm all digital now, not really by choice. So I like the idea of, I mean, we've been complaining about these fucking games that are 200, 250 gigs. Yeah. Like, that's nonsense. So streaming them is a great option. And like I said, I don't want to install Steep on my Xbox and be like, is this any good? No, I want to be able to just like launch it real quick and see if it's good. And if I like it, keep playing it from there. So I love what they're doing, but
it's got some hookups there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I read that they're planning on upping it to 1080p. They really should. I will say that PS Now had that a little bit better, where I didn't really experience too many frame rate issues and the quality was good for the most part. There are plenty of times though where I'm playing Horizon Zero Dawn or Spider-Man where like it would get that like YouTube video type of pixelation when there's like too fast of movement, and that would last for a few seconds. So like there's obvious downsides to streaming these games, but at the same time, like the availability of it, it's mostly fine. So there's definitely some work that they need to do, but I like this whole wave of game streaming, where initially I was a little apprehensive to it, but like, I don't know. I feel like
I want to know how this will affect mods. They won't be possible, will they?
No, there's definitely because you're running it off of their server.
Yeah.
So mods will be absolutely impossible, which
makes me sad.
Yeah.
It could also be the reason why they're doing this as well.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that could be an unintended consequence, or that could be an intended consequence where they don't want people modding the games, so they'd rather have them streaming it. I mean, I think overall the goal is to just give people access to more games quicker, but I'm sure not allowing them to be modded probably helps a lot because
you can't cheat as well if you don't.
That's exactly it. Yep, you can't install cheats, and you know, frankly, sometimes mods, you know, either just like break the game or blend the territory between like basically copyright infringement on shit, and it's just like a lot of times mods are more trouble than they're worth. And now with, you know, people charging for mods and stuff like that, like, I don't know. It seems like mods may eventually go away, which really sucks.
Yeah, because we've gotten some amazing mods from the community, especially for some of Bethesda games. They're just ridiculous.
Games, entire games have existed because of mods. Yep. Like,
CS like, is one of them.
Yeah, Counter-Strike is a fucking mod. Mm. Like, and that's one of the biggest shooters in the world. And like, you know, it's just, it is a little bit sad how things like that happen. And like, you know, there's the good mods, like all the stuff that you play with Minecraft.
Yep.
There's like really good mods like that. And then there's funny mods like Resident Evil 2 when they made the Mr. X into like this little tiny guy, like, or a giant duck or something like that. Like, that shit's just funny. And like, I don't want that stuff to go away.
Yeah.
I want funny stuff like that.
Yeah, I can't. I'd be really sad if mods were a thing of the past.
Yeah. I don't think they will be, because this is just my, you know, you're still going to have Steam, and that's most of the games you're going to mod are going to be from Steam or from somewhere
else.
Yeah,
mostly
like that.
PC stuff.
Yeah, so.
But who knows how long until PC goes that way as well.
Right. Who knows how long until Valve starts introducing, you know, Steam Stream or whatever.
That sounds like you're just like peeing on like the ground or something like that.
Yep, on a hot ground, so it steams up.
Steam Stream.
In reality, they're just going to name it Stream, and it'll be Steam, but with like a big capital R, because people are terrible at marketing.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen. So.
Yep.
Check out your xCloud. If you enjoy it, just don't expect the highest quality in the world. Hopefully it'll get better, but we'll see where it goes from here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to some nerd news. What do you got for us?
Ubisoft came out with their full earnings report for 2020, and they came out with some announcements for 2021. This includes Far Cry 6, Rainbow Six Quarantine, Rider Republic, which I've never heard of.
Never heard of that.
Roller Champions, and they also announced the next Division game, which is Division Heartland. It's apparently supposed to be a free-to-play game.
I got nothing to say about that. That's not good.
It's not a good idea. It'll be released PlayStation, Xbox, and PC in the 2021 to 2022 window. There is nothing else about this game. This is apparently supposed to be kind of one of the components of their big expansion for the Division, with Netflix movie coming out, more novels coming out, new games. Division 2 is supposed to be getting new updates.
We could speculate. My speculation is that it's going to be a team-based Battle Royale.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And it's going to be fucking on your phone, too.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, there's no information.
Don't you have a phone? Everybody's got a phone.
Oh, my damn it. There's no information. You can sign up for early hands-on opportunities if you want, but they're just saying this is all new perspective on the universe in a new setting.
Cool. It's going to be
fucking,
let's see, they've done New York, they've done Washington.
Well, this is Heartland, so I'm thinking this is somewhere in the West.
It's going to be Texas.
Yeah, somewhere out there.
Yep.
You know, Minnesota, Texas, those Midwestern states.
Yep. Could be Vegas. Something like that.
I don't know if they would do Vegas for Heartland.
I think they just, yeah, but they need a city. So like, you could do Minneapolis, you could do Nashville, you could do
Austin, Houston,
Austin or Houston or Dallas or pretty much anything in Texas.
Yeah.
You could do St. Louis, but that's not, I don't really consider that Heartland.
Mm-hmm.
Heartland to me screams more southern, so I'm thinking more likely Nashville or somewhere south. And I really do think that, you know, somewhere in Texas, I do think that it's going to be just a squad-based battle royale, free-to-play.
Yep, and which would make me sad because I really don't want the Division to die out like that. I like the series. I like the storyline.
Yeah.
But to make it like a free-to-play battle royale bullshit that Ubisoft uses to like DLC the shit out of you.
They're just going to rake in money from microtransactions.
Yep. And I'll be pissed. Also announced was just dropped randomly in the middle announcement was that Skull and Bones, the pirate game that got announced in 2018, I think it was. Yeah. No, it was announced in 2017, was set to release in 2018, and has been delayed until 22 to 2023.
Jesus Christ.
This game is never coming out.
It's not coming out. I'm like, we're at the point now. What was it called? Skull and Bones?
Skull and Bones. It was pretty much supposed to like move with, you know, how popular Assassin's Creed 4 got with all the ship stuff. It was supposed to be like kind of with that. But then this game hasn't fucking come out.
But like, and I'm sorry, but Sea of Thieves has existed for 3 years now, like, and it's going to be 5 years, 6 years it'll exist almost before this game comes out. Like, it seems like you missed the boat.
Well, this is supposed to be like more realistic.
Pun not intended. I just realized that, but
yeah, I'm guessing this is going to be more of a realistic instead of how Sea of Thieves is kind of just like a cartoony kind of version of boating. This will be more realistic looking. But like 5 fucking years, you announced it in 2017, E3 of 2017, and it's been pushed off from 2018, 2019, now, 2020, and 2021.
Yeah. What type of game is it? Is it a multiplayer specific game, or is this like a story narrative driven type thing?
I think it's supposed to be a multiplayer game like Sea of Thieves. It was supposed to come out in the same time Sea of Thieves was coming out.
Yeah.
But like, it just never happened.
I don't know. Ubisoft seems to be very strange over the past few years. Like, it just doesn't seem like things are going good for them.
Yeah. It seems weird.
Yeah, it seems like we never really have good things to say about them. But like, everything keeps going wrong, except for Roller Champions was really fun.
Yeah, that was a random one.
I definitely applaud them for that. But like, The Division 2 did not do well. There were some people that like it, I know, but it, commercially and critically, it just was not that good.
Yeah.
And like,
it just,
you know,
it felt off when
I played
it.
Assassin's Creed has finally rebounded from like, it kind of became like a parody of itself almost towards the end there before the Greek one came out, Odyssey.
Yeah.
Like, it was starting to be like, oh, dear God, like another Assassin's Creed game, like Call of Duty got to that point too. And like, I don't know, it just seems like they have been, they're just not
having shit together
past few years.
Yeah, apparently so. It's a tactile action game in an open world environment, played in third person perspective. Players take control of customizable pirate captains and may choose to sail the Indian Ocean by themselves or set off to single player campaign or gather up to 5 other players to ally in player versus player gameplay in disputed waters. And then there's just a bunch of shit. So it's pretty much Sea of Thieves, but a little bit more realistic. But I doubt this game's ever going to fucking come out.
I know. There'll be real pirates again by the time this game actually comes out.
Yeah. I don't know. But
yeah, we'll see what happens with it. But yeah, like I said, Ubisoft seems to
not have their
shit
together.
Being a bit of a rough patch right now. Yeah.
They need to get their shit going. I just hope they don't fuck up more Division stuff, because it's one of my favorite series and they keep butchering a fucker.
Yeah, and it didn't like last long. It wasn't like they had like 3 or 4 solid good games
and then
started going downhill. It was like, hey, the Division is good. Oh, fuck, what happened?
Well, it was the Division was good until you played PvP, and then it went downhill very quickly. Then they fixed the PvP, came out with the second one, and both parts of the game were broken and shitty. And then it's just been an uphill battle. The thing is, the only thing I like about the Division is they stay with the game. they keep update. I mean, they're still coming out with updates now for the game, adding new features and stuff like that. So they do back the game entirely, which is nice, but it's just, it's always too late.
Yeah, they maybe instead short. Of updates, you should just put out a good game to start. And yeah, you wouldn't have to support it for 4 years.
Well, they're
afterwards.
Trying to, but it's taking 5 years to put it out, apparently.
Yeah, clearly.
So,
well, we'll see what happens.
That's Ubisoft stuff.
Yep. All right, let's take a quick break to line our pockets with cash, and we will be right back. All right, we are back, and let's get on with some geek on, geek off. I'm going to start first because I want you to bow down and lick my balls because something I talked about last week or maybe the week before in Zombies Ate My Neighbors, and you were like, I ain't never heard of that game. That sounds stupid.
Oh, we were talking about,
Konami,
yeah.
Yep. So Lucasfilms is who owns that game. Konami published it. Lucasfilms developed it, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they are resurrecting Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Jesus Christ. I've never heard of this game.
I fucking told you so.
Never heard of this game before.
Yep. And they are resurrecting. They're bringing Zombies Ate My Neighbors and its sequel, which is called Ghoul Patrol, which I never played because it's... If it was called Zombies Ate My Neighbors 2, I'd be like, oh shit, let me play this. But it was just Ghoul Patrol, so I didn't know it fucking existed when I was 9 years old.
This came out in 1994, the sequel. The Super Nintendo.
In Japan or in America? Did it come out later in America?
It doesn't say.
Okay, because like that was the time where I was starting to move more over to PlayStation, so it makes sense that I probably wouldn't have got it. The retro studio Dotemu, which is who did Streets of Rage 4, which is highly regarded, and I think that's the same company doing the new Turtles game, the new Ninja Turtles game.
Is it?
I believe so.
Side note, Ghoul Patrol came out in North America in 1994, November. Didn't come out in Japan until a year later.
That's weird.
Yeah. That's what I thought as well. But weird that they made a game afterwards and didn't call it like anything near.
Right.
The first game, which is funky.
It might be pronounced .emu. I don't know. Whatever this company's name is, yeah, they're the ones publishing the new Ninja Turtles game. Mm-hmm. So they are re-releasing this. It's going to be $15 for the two games, which I don't love that price for two Super Nintendo games. But
it is coming out with new features as well.
I'm going to buy it anyway.
It does look like it's having new features, though, added as well.
Yes, there's a new save system, so it's not going to be passwords. It's going to be an actual save system built in. It's got museum features.
Remember passwords in a game to save?
God, I know.
Because there wasn't enough room to make save slots.
Yep. They didn't have batteries built in for most of the games. Nope. Crazy. You got soundtrack mode. There's local co-op. It doesn't look like there's online co-op, and they're going to have achievements in the game. It's coming out for, it says PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch. But if it's PS4 and Xbox One, I have to assume it's also on PS5 and the new Xboxes.
Yeah.
Which would obviously only make sense. But this is hitting stores on June 29th. So mark your calendars.
Yeah, I'll be fucking ripping for this game.
And I'm gonna fucking make an I told you so banner for every time I mention something on the podcast and everyone's like, what are you talking about? That's stupid. And
within the next
like 3 weeks, it's big news again.
I just never had known that game existed.
This is not the first time this has happened. I am a genius.
I didn't know this game existed. That's all
to
I
me,
know.
It's, you know, LucasArts is trying to gear up so you remember some of their classics because they have Indiana Jones coming out soon. Soon. I don't know why I said soon. It's probably
Never.
Not soon. But I think they want to kind of get into the like, hey, remember LucasArts? Like, we were a great game maker. Like, trust us on Indiana Jones, which I'm still super pumped for. But
it's okay. I'm just like, I mean, your style of games are different than my style of games, that's for sure.
Yeah, I like good games.
Oh, shit.
You go play the Division 2, bitch. all right. What do you got for us for Geek On, Geek Off?
So Resident Evil 8, The Village, has been released. And it's only been out how long? A few days?
5 days. It's been out since Friday.
Since the demo, people were modding this game. And I've run into
The demo came out like last week also.
Yeah.
I didn't know that the game came out on Friday initially because I saw the demo pop up last week and I was like, oh shit. I was like, oh, the demo's coming out. I was like, yeah, maybe I should get it and, you know, I'll see, you know, when the game releases. And it was like, releases Friday. And I was like, why the hell would I download the demo? If I'm just going to play it in 3 days anyway.
Yep.
Which I did. I bought it.
Yeah, you did. So this game's got a lot of mods and some of them are horrific. I've run into a few of them on TikTok or just randomly searching. So some mods are turning the lichens into Barney. That's horrifying.
I would rather
that. That's some horrifying shit.
That's awesome.
Turning your gun into a banana and your knife into a spoon. changing the name of Lady I don't know her name.
So
the tall lady everyone wants her to step on you.
Her name is Romanian, and it's pronounced Demisicru. That's what it's supposed to be pronounced. In the game, it's pronounced Damitrisc. And I'm just like, okay, go ask any Romanian person. And I have looked at several explanations, videos and everything. And everyone in Romania is like, this is how you pronounce it. In the game, it's pronounced Damitrisc. And that's how it was pronounced during like the reveal of it. And the lady who was revealing it said on Twitter, she was like, Capcom confirmed to me that her name is Lady Damitrisc.
Okay.
Don't know why, but that's her name in this game. It's just not pronounced right.
They're for Lady Step On Me. They have a mod that you can change her face in the Thomas the Tank Engine, which is fucking horrifying.
Yeah, it was awful.
It is horrifying. Also, you can also change the baby into baby Chris Redfield.
That's pretty awesome.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I would like that a lot.
There's also some functional quality of life ones. There's a third person mod, so you can play in third person.
I want that mod. Listen, I like first person and everything, but like,
yep.
There's something about Resident Evil that just for me begs to be played in third person.
There's also reshaders already for the game.
Interesting.
Better light, colors, and atmosphere. Who wants to explore well-lit horror castle and village town? No flies on the sisters, so you can actually see the sisters. I don't know why.
Okay.
There's
so you can
also
get more of a boner because they're the hot ones.
Yep. There's also changing your knife to a fly swatter.
I have seen that one.
Funny.
So I saw a video that was just called Spanking Lady Damitrisc. It was just with the fly swatter running around her and spanking her on the ass with it. It was so funny.
There's mods to change for PC to change the Xbox prompts to PS4 prompts. So you can use your PS4. Okay. So it's extensive already.
Yeah. The reshader is confusing to me unless I'm seeing what I see here is better lighting, colors, and atmosphere. Who doesn't want to explore a well-lit horror castle? So I guess I can understand because it is a very dark game. But let me tell you, and the reason that I bought it on, I had the option of buying it on PC or buying it on Xbox. And I bought it on Xbox because the Series X is more powerful than my computer. Mm-hmm. And the graphics are really fucking good. The lighting and the atmosphere are super good because it has ray tracing in the game already. And like some of these scenes that you go into, like there's a couple of like caves and stuff that I went into and like the basement of their giant mansion and stuff where it's just like, damn, this looks awesome. Like looks awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Some others we got is a baby face instead of Chris. Dante and the Dante from Devil May Cry instead of Chris.
I like that.
It's ridiculous. Oh, Switch Pro controller swap? Because why the fuck?
I mean, the Switch Pro controller is Bluetooth, so I guess you could use that on your PC.
Yeah, but why above the PS4 or Xbox controllers? I mean, no idea.
If you gave me the option of playing with the Switch Pro controller or the PS4 controller, I would play with the Switch
Pro
controller.
That's true. That is very
true.
Now,
I will say, I don't know if you've used the PS5 controller yet.
No, not yet.
The PS5 controller is fucking great. It is so comfortable.
Better than the Xbox, though.
I don't know. No, I don't think that, because I still like the offset joysticks on the Xbox controller more so than I like the twin joysticks. But comfort-wise, the PS5 controller is very, very good. And that is coming from me, who hates the PS4 controller, like, with a passion.
I've not been a fan of any of them, so I'll have to take a gander.
Yeah.
Also, there's a demo time limit removal mod.
Oh, good.
Which it must have came out before the game even released. There was already mods to remove the time limit on the demo, so you could keep playing.
Yeah, demo time limits are stupid. Let me play for as many times and as long as I want. Just let me play this one section. Like, yeah. I used to do that in I used to have the demo for Crackdown on the 360, and I have never played Crackdown as a full game. I had more fun with that game demo than I have with a lot of other full games, and I put probably like 40 to 50 hours into that demo just doing the same shit over and over again, because the game was so much fun, just that small portion. And I was in college, so there was a lot of, you know, substances involved
of course.
I played this. But like, I had so much damn fun with that demo that if there was a time limit on it, it would have been awful. Because I played that thing over and over and over again. I explored like every inch of the city that was available in that demo, and just like, you know, it had that fun like parkour type of thing where I just like jumped around and climbed up shit and like did crazy tricks, and like, just, I can't even fathom how much fun that was. And like, if that had a time limit on it, I would have been just god awful. So I don't support demo time limits. I support give me a chunk of the game and let me do whatever the hell I want with it and play it as long as I want and as many times as I want.
Oh god, there's a Lady X.
Oh no.
Yeah, it is wrinkly and shit. It looks like a fucking ball sack, like an old man ball sack.
So I assume it's taking Lady Dimitrescu and turning her into Mr. X.
I'll post it in the It's in Chat memes if you want to take a gander in our Discord. It looks like old man ball sack.
Oh, that's disgusting. That's horrific.
What the fuck? It is.
That everything about that sucks.
Yep. Everything about that. It's the worst is the shot of when she's like sucking the blood out of your hand.
Yeah.
Go to that shot. It is horrifying.
God.
It is. Oh my god. I can't watch. I can't look at it anymore.
Have you seen? So the lady who plays Lady Dimitrescu did. She posted some like behind the scenes footage on Twitter, and like there's this picture of like the rig that they use to get her.
Oh,
you know, her eyesight.
It's like a stick with this like fucking rubber mat tied around it.
Yeah, and a stupid frowny face on it. Like, it's so good. And like, that's the type of stuff that I love. Where like, when you get to see behind the scenes things like that, and it was like that for Avengers: Age of Ultron, because Ultron's 8 feet tall, 9 feet tall, so they had like James Spader walking around with like this backpack that just had like these two giant poles and two little eyes on it, and it was like, that's where you look when you're talking to Ultron. It's just so funny to see stuff like that.
It is really funny, and just like the weird things they come up with to be able to pull things off like that. And usually it's like really dumb stuff, like tying shit to a pole and just sticking it up there.
Yep. I'm looking at the replacing your baby with Chris Redfield.
Yep.
Holy shit. That's fucking that's hysterical. Yeah, I love this.
It is. And, I still think Count Theodora, which is the Thomas the Tank Engine one, is the most horrific one.
Yeah.
Because there was a, I watched like a, because it uses the mouth movements, so you can see teeth in there and shit. It is horrifying.
Now, what I don't understand is, like, most games get mods. A lot of games get mods. What is it about Resident Evil games that, like, every fucking time there's just, like, not only a million mods, but they're all funny.
Yeah, like, they're all just, like, not really part of the, like, improving the game. They're just, yeah, like, to make fun of the game.
And, like, there's plenty of games that are, like, over-serious in tone and stuff, but there's something about Resident Evil where, like, modding stupid shit into it is just, like, such comedy gold, and I'm so glad that these people keep doing it. It's amazing.
I think because the tones are so serious that they're just like, fuck it, we'll just throw these really funny fucking things in there.
But, like, yeah, but there's, like, so many games that have, like, just as serious of a tone, if not more serious. Because at least, like, with Resident Evil, like, there's already monsters and stuff, but, like, you know, I didn't see this shit happening with, like, The Last of Us, where, like, it's so serious and, like, so dramatic. Like, half this shit would have been hysterical in that, too. But, like, there's just something about Resident Evil where it, like, fits so perfectly and blends that line of, like, overly serious and the funniest fucking thing you'll ever see.
I think also, like, with Resident Evil, things get memed very quickly with that game series.
Yeah. And I don't know why. It's just so memeable all the time.
Yeah. So I also posted a picture of Count Theodora in the Discord, and it's horrifying. But yeah, it's awful. I think it's the teeth.
I think it's the teeth too. Just like it's that, it's that smile, that damn smile. Like that's what it reminds me of. It's just like that dead-eyed smile. That's just so good. I don't know. It's fucking hysterical.
Yeah, so go check out some of the mods and videos for mods for Resident Evil because they're just fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and you know I've been playing it. I haven't played enough of it. That's why I didn't talk about it this week. But I plan on actually playing it tonight and more this weekend. So I'm probably going to talk about it next week because I've only got you know maybe 3 or 4 hours in. So like I'm basically in the prologue still.
Yeah,
like there's a lot of shit to do. But like I mentioned, the graphics are so far blowing me away, and I still don't have a 4K TV. I do plan on upgrading this summer to a 4K TV, and I can't only imagine what it's going to look like, you know, even more when I have that with like HDR and stuff.
You can really see her 9 foot something boobies look at you.
That's all I care about.
I gotta
say though, listen, I know everyone's and I'm a crazy one. I know everyone's into her. I think the daughters are hotter, the vampire ones or the bug ones. I think they're gross. Way better looking.
Also, there's also sex mods for her as well already.
Yeah, there always is. I don't pay attention to that shit because like I'm here for the funny. Like, I don't know. I don't need the sex mods all that much. They usually look
don't
weird.
Don't ever mod Skyrim then because 90% of the mods that you run into are fucking, oh, let's just make them naked.
And maybe that's what it is to me is like because like I don't know. It's video game graphics. So, like, especially Skyrim, like, let's face it, the graphics, it's a 10-year-old game and it looks like it's a 10-year-old game. And, like, I don't want, like, those weird blocky boobs and stuff. Like, nah, that's not for me.
blocky titties, not on Dom's list of jerking it to.
Surprisingly not. Who knew? That's not the thing that turned me on. All right, that is all for us this week. Thank you for listening. To find our social media links, previous episodes, leave us a voice message, please visit us at genfailcast.com. And if you like what you've heard from us, please follow us on Spotify and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Everybody say bye.
Bye.